Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are back, baby. We are back recording this on October 18th, where your 5-1 Lions are going to be traveling to Baltimore this weekend as 2.5-point underdogs, or 3-point, depending on where you find it. But either way, underdogs nonetheless, traveling to Baltimore. It's a big week. It's the last opponent on the Lions' schedule right now that's above 500. So arguably, this is their biggest challenge remaining. Well, that's not true. The Cowboys later in the season. There's two opponents. But
I mean, still bigger challenge than the Cowboys.
Yeah. But either way, it's a big game. And the Lions are having have a lot of injuries. There's going to be some things that they're going to have to work through, but we're going to get into all that. But before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the other two. We got UJ.
Hello.
And Rud Dog.
Yo.
All right, gentlemen. So, as I mentioned, the Lions 5-1 tied for the best record in the NFL. Before we even get into everything else, did you guys just see all like the media this week just heaping praise on the Lions? A lot of people ranking them in the top one. Stephen A. Smith had them as their top team in the NFL for whatever that's worth. And then, but a lot of other writers and stuff have them as the second best team, the third best team in the NFL. This is six games still into the season. Awesome. They have the seventh best odds to win the Super Bowl right now. Jared Goff is the seventh best odds for MVP. UJ, do you think Jared Goff can win MVP this season?
I don't see why not. If he keeps playing at the level he's playing now, and we take us deep into the playoffs. Well, the MVP is before the playoffs, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, it's a regular season award, yep.
Yeah, so never mind that. But, yeah, if he keeps playing at the level he's playing at now, there's no reason he can't. If we finish with, you know, 14-3 or even 13-4, and Goff is just pitching it like he is right now, there's no reason he can't be considered for the top spot. I mean, no one else is actually tearing it up this year. Even Mahomes, you know, as good as he is, I don't know. Who's really the MVP of the talk right now?
Tua.
I mean, really.
He's got the yards.
Tua's up. Tua's in the lead. Mahomes up there. Josh Allen. Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, and Lamar Jackson are all ahead of
Josh Allen should not be in this conversation right now. He's not playing that great. Yeah. Goff is playing great right now. He's not turning the ball over. He's effective as hell right now. He's accurate. He's winning.
Yes.
He's winning games, man. And they finally put one on his shoulders that he had to win, and didn't skip a beat, man.
Took it right out of my mouth.
Unbelievable. Definitely. So,
Rud Dog, yeah. Goff, MVP.
Yeah. You just saw what he just did this week. We ran for 40 yards as a team. And what did he do? He rose up and put up 350 yards on the board with two touchdowns. Like, you know, that's what the good quarterbacks do. I mean, he's been just sitting right around like 250 yards a game all year, which is like just like steady Eddie. You know, finding his guys, scoring points, the run game's clicking, so you don't need to put it on his arm. But we play a good defense who was doing a really good job of shutting down our running game, and Jared Goff just picks him apart. Like, and, you know, it wasn't always without duress and stuff. The O-line did have a good game, but that team was good. That front seven for Tampa is tough. and they made some plays and they were getting pressure, and he was still, like you just said, he's smart with the ball. He was getting rid of it. He doesn't do the stupid thing. He knows how to keep the ball safe. So like that is that alone, like, and people, like, he's not like he's not taking shots. He put some stuff in some windows and stuff. And he's orchestrating this offense like a maestro right now. Easy MVP candidate, especially because it's record, right? Record matters. We're 5-1, and we've won our last four games in a row by like double digits. Like, let's freaking go. Like, this team is rolling. It's not like when we were 11-5 with Jim Schwartz, and like we were scraping by with like comebacks or like,
right?
You know, like this is solid. It's real. It's deep. I called UJ on Monday. I'm just like, you know, the Lions are 5-1, and we've won all our last four games by double digits. It's real. Like, just a reminder. Like,
crazy.
It feels so surreal. Like, they're still playing so good.
Absolutely. And the Lions are going to have to do it without a lot of members of their team that started the season on the roster. Obviously, out for a while is Kabinda, Nelson, Pascal, James Houston, Emmanuel Moseley, and CJ Gardner-Johnson, etc. But David Montgomery did not practice today. He's expected to miss, quote unquote, a little bit of time. He has some rib cartilage issues. He's had rib issues in the past too with the Bears a lot. That's a slight concern that it might linger throughout the rest of the year. Undetermined how long he's going to miss.
But didn't he only miss like a couple of games a year anyway? Like consistently, like he would always miss.
He did,
like,
but
only
a few
games.
It's a similar injury, is what I was getting to. But I mean,
but it's something he knows how to deal with at least. And he's,
yeah,
he's,
I mean,
so he,
it's not
he's
a gonna... season-ending one. It doesn't sound like it's going to take like a month to come overcome, but it's going to be a week or two at least.
Yeah, we could definitely use.
We'll
him.
See him after the bye, man. We'll see him after the bye.
Yeah, and the injuries are so bad right now. The Lions had a walkthrough today at practice. They didn't really go through their normal Wednesday practice, but they still had an injury report as if they were having a full go practice. Craig Reynolds did not practice today. Jonah Jackson out again with his ankle injury. So the Craig Reynolds one is a little concerning. Because of the Lions running back issues. Right,
I heard
now.
What's his face with all the out of Mo Ibrahim got brought up.
Correct. Yeah, he got assigned to the practice squad with the potential again signed this week. Even if he gets in, I wouldn't expect to see him a lot against. I mean, the Ravens' defense is very excellent. We'll get to that in a moment. They're decent against the run. They're not as good against the run as, say, like the Buccaneers, like we saw last week. But still pretty dynamic as a defense as a whole. What I would expect is that we get a little bit – the Lions are going to get creative in the backfield here. I think you're going to see Khalif Raymond back there a few times. Definitely Amon-Ra a couple times. I think they're going to leverage this wide receiver core.
I can see Laporta running it. Laporta could run like a running back, no problem. He's got the agility. Sure. He's got this like the vision. I would love to see him get handoffs. That would be like, wouldn't that be sick if like we unlock him at a whole new potential level by running him out of the backfield?
It'd be like a Peyton Hillis.
He runs like a running back.
Yeah, he's a big, strong white guy.
That's where, like, his, you know, being a little shorter than 6'4 might come in handy. Like, 6'4 is a little too tall to be, like, a running back. But 6'3, we've had 6'3 running backs in the league that have been very successful. And
I think I'm trying to look up
this
Mike Allstott was 6'1, 250. I'm just trying to think of, like,
well, what's his name on the Titans is 6'2, I want to say, or 6'3.
Derrick Henry.
He's close. I think a couple. Well, who's the other one out of Bama out there? Josh Jacobs is pretty tall, I think. I don't know. There's some tall running backs. You'd be surprised how tall some of these dudes actually are. Brandon Jacobs was like 6'3, wasn't he?
None of them are 265. Oh, wait. How
he's only like 245, 250.
He could run
a running back. He's so agile. He'd be a great running back. He's great running after the catch. Like, why wouldn't he be able to run between the tackles? I think it could definitely work. Just visually.
I mean, I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked to see it. But
hey, I don't know. You're the one, like you said, we're going to have to get creative.
Fair enough.
He's a talented runner.
No doubt.
Goal line back, at least. Like, His 6'3", big dude.
I mean, I for years wanted the Lions to give the ball to Sue at the goal line.
And they never did it,
which just blows my mind. Yeah. You don't think Sue can get a yard?
Well, they let him kick a PAT.
Yeah, yeah.
Sue would get a yard and stomp on the tackle.
I mean, this also depends a lot about Gibbs and his health. I would love to see him back. Practice participant. Even if he comes back, he might be on some sort of pitch count with his hamstring. I wouldn't expect him to have 20 carries.
I don't need him to get a bunch of carries. Just like J-Mo, he's a home run hitter waiting to happen. Use him like one. Like, especially with J-Mo back, his speed will be that much more devastating to these teams because they're going to have a hard enough time keeping up with J-Mo. If you have both of those guys on the field, so much speed, especially with Raymond.
We still need a running game, though. You know, I mean, you got to have some semblance of a running game.
I'm just saying.
You can't just go out there.
I wouldn't give him the boatload. I'd give it to, like, one of the other. Even a Zigbo could carry behind our O-line if you need to just hammer it, you know? You give someone else the reps, the boatload, or, like, at least divide them up, you know, keep them safe, keep them on a pitch count.
Hopefully we see Reynolds out there. The hamstring part of the injury.
I think Reynolds is going to be fine, but we'll see. When did he get hurt, in the game or after?
In the game.
Yeah, I mean, he finished it, right?
He finished the game. Like a lot of these guys do when they're, you know, in a game with adrenaline flowing. They manage to finish the game, and then afterwards the thing flares up.
Yeah. But usually things like that, if you could finish the game, like, a lot of times the recovery is a little quicker than the usually, you know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
Brian Branch finished a couple weeks ago, and we haven't seen him back yet. So
yeah,
that was exceptionally tough.
But
he
is
did,
back.
Though, coming back.
He's back as a limited practice participant, so maybe we'll get.
I would love
back.
To see him back now, man.
God. Oh boy, this team is just like got so much waiting to be tapped into from these injuries. Like if we get healthy down the stretch, like we did last year. Oh my God, like we're going to be so stacked, especially just the way our depth have stepped up. Like they'll be that much more battle tested. So when they rotate in, we'll be that much more shored up. Oh my goodness. This team is just brimming with untapped potential yet.
Yeah. But again, this is the NFL. They are injuries galore for every team.
Sure.
So. Actually, the Ravens are one of the healthier teams in the NFL, believe it or not. I mean, they lost a few key pieces at the beginning of the year, but right now, otherwise they're a few guys out, but I mean Marcus Williams maybe impacted free safety, but he might be ready to go. And then,
yeah, like you said, though, still lost two key pieces to start the year. Like no one gets untouched.
Yeah, I mean J.K. Dobbins is a pretty good running back, but he's had injury bug since he entered the league. Also hurt my fantasy team, but that's a separate issue.
No one goes untouched by the injury in the NFL. It's 100% injury rate is what they say.
It's a high contact, high flying sport. So yeah, these guys run 100 miles per hour at each other.
It's still the most violent sport in existence. Like you can, maybe not in existence. I'm sure there's some like billionaire like underground ring where they put like people to fight to the death or some stuff. But
I'm sure.
Like I mean, like just when you consider like that, these are human missiles. Like I know people hit hard in rugby. They do hit really hard. But just they don't also have reinforced like plastic to ram into people's faces and stuff. Like it's just like so much more dangerous, the ballistics of it. It's great. I love it.
Oh yeah.
we love it, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Before I even get into all this too, the trade deadline is 13 days away. Guys are mentioning Jerry, before we hopped on here, you heard somebody wanted to trade away J-Mo for Brian Burns? Who wrote that?
Right.
Wasn't Sideline, was it?
No, it was not Sideline.
Sideline took a shot, a lot of shots from the Lions this week with Brad Bierman's
great prediction.
Goff was about, must sit.
Yeah, must sit for fantasy, and then he becomes the NFC Player of the Week.
You know, we all have
But who wrote that one, UJ?
No, I didn't get the name of the person who wrote it. It was just in a random Google search, and you know things come up on my phone because client stuff pops up all the time on my Google. And this guy was proposing a trade for J-Mo and a conditional first round draft pick for Brian Burns.
That's asinine.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it right here. It's a Sports Illustrated article.
Oh wow! Oh, there you go. They get paid by Sports Illustrated to write this track? That is so stupid.
Detroit? No, this sorry. It was posted on SI, but it was proposed by Detroit sports radio host Jim Costa.
Jim Costa smoking that pipe a little too hard.
Well, I don't know. The thought of having Brian Burns on the other end would be pretty freaking awesome with Hutch.
Freaking awesome.
That would be an amazing thing to see.
No way in hell I'd trade Draymond. He means too much.
Would you rather have
potential.
That trade, or would you rather have Danielle Hunter for a third rounder? What was the other one I proposed the other day that ESPN proposed? Get Danielle Hunter. We give up James Houston and a third rounder.
I'd rather do that than trade Draymond. But I don't really want to trade James Houston away particularly either. I still think his potential is that good that I'd be willing to let him, you know, get healthy and come back. I think he
I'm
be
willing
an
to let his potential come to fruition at another team if we could really improve ourselves with that.
I know
he had 6 sacks in 8 games or whatever it was, which is unbelievable. But now he's got a broken leg.
8 sacks.
We don't know how he's gonna.
I mean,
he didn't do any.
He's horrible against the run, like atrocious.
He's still a young player developing. And Brian Burns, a dominant run stopper?
He's 25 years old, Brian Burns is.
You
25.
Could,
how old is
You could say that the Lions would be selling James high Houston. On James Houston as well.
Look, I don't personally love the idea of getting rid of Houston. I like the idea of adding Burns. Like, if we could get him without having to get Roy Houston, I'd like that even better. The JMO is just nonsense. He's just starting to come to fruition. Like, you saw what he just did in this last game. Like, that's exactly what we brought him on this team to be. I think he can be an all-around receiver eventually. He's got to develop his game. But, like you saw how he adjusted for that ball. Like, he made great body control, tracked that ball, made a terrific touchdown catch. Like, with his speed, and I think Jared Goff needs to start getting in the habit of just chucking the ball as far as he possibly can, because he always seems to make him have to slow down. Though it did look like he was under a little pressure and got a little wobbler out, but still, my goodness!
And talk about being a major buzzkill to the fan base by getting rid of JMO. He's a fan favorite for a lot of people. I think that would be a major momentum killer in a way. I mean,
it would be stupid.
I agree.
It'd be absolutely stupid. They're not going to do it. They're not.
No, I don't think they are.
All speculation. It's people
just traded up
stuff
for him. They're not
going
to get rid of him.
What is he? His skill set is so unique. Who's going to replace that? I mean, clearly their offense doesn't need him, but look what this offense can be with him. And I think that is much worth it, because you need to score points in this league. You can have a good defense, but if you don't have that ability to score, and quick strike scoring especially is that's how people win the Super Bowl and shit. It's by just being able to get down the field in the blink of an eye. Like, that's what Mahomes would do. They take it in chunks, and having that speed demon is invaluable. That's why guys like Tyreek Hill get such massive value in trades and stuff, because they are game changers.
There's a rumor circulating today that Derrick Henry is on the trade block of the Titans.
That would be
I don't know.
But if Montgomery and Gibbs is healthy, that's I don't know. How
I don't even care. Keep all three of them and run a rotation. It'll be the most devastating running back core in the league. You could really free up Gibbs to do more of the fun stuff too. Even get those two dudes to soften them up, and then let Gibbs hit the space. Oh my God.
I doubt it would happen, but
I do too. But we do kind of need a running back, right?
It's fun to think about, right?
What kind of value do you think he would fetch on the market? Like,
what kind of value?
Yeah, because that's I feel he'd be cheaper than those other guys. These running backs,
a third rounder, second maybe.
I mean, I'd be all about that for a third rounder, 100%. That'd be a no brainer to me if we could get him that easy.
Yeah, I forgot what his contract was to see if he has an extra year or not for using the final year's contract.
God, that dude would be. Oh my God, he would. Him and Montgomery just switching off with Gibbs. Oh my, as the Lightning. That makes me giddy. Behind this O line, him running oh my God.
But just, would you trade Houston for him?
Oh.
Oh man, come on, Red Dog.
Maybe I'm not so callous about the guys who do good things for my team, okay?
Oh, my God. You gotta get with drink the Kool-Aid again. You fall in love with these.
He's on the team. He's a Lion. He's just banged up. He's injured for your team. He's put his body on the line. He got hurt, and you just throw him to the Wolves. Like, no, bye, James. Thanks for your health. You don't mean.
I would thank him on the way out the door for letting us get Derrick Henry.
Discard him like trash. Yeah. It means
so. you guys, I want to jump into talking about this Ravens team a little bit that we're going to be facing in Baltimore. Yeah. So, of course, I see this as a revenge game in a lot of ways for that game a couple of years ago with Justin Tucker's 64-yard field goal. I don't think Dan Campbell has forgotten that. I definitely don't think Aaron Glenn's forgotten about how they blew the coverage on fourth and forever.
It was 60.
Wasn't it 66?
It was a record breaker. It was like 68 or 66. I think it was. Yeah. Because 64 was the previous record by Prater.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, 66. You're right. Sorry.
Ridiculous.
It's all right.
Right off the crossbar.
Yep.
What a brutal way to lose a game.
It was like it happened in slow motion.
Hey, you know what's funny, too? Just that side note on this, that we're the team that just falls prey to the record-breaking field goals. Like when Tom Dempsey kicked that one in the back in the early 70s with a half a foot against the Lions team in New Orleans. And then that record held for years, man, a long time against that. And then now this one, I don't know if anyone's ever going to break this one. But
I don't know. Have you seen some of the kicks these guys are putting up? I definitely see 70 in somebody's future.
Watch us win this game by Riley kicking a 67-yard field goal.
I don't know if you saw the Chiefs kicker the other night on Thursday Night Football. Those would have been good from 70 for sure if he was attempting them.
Well, you know, but the thing is, a lot of these guys, if you look at them, they look like they'd be good for 65, 70, whatever, but when they're kicking a super long one, you know, it's like anything else. You're changing your shot, you know.
Right.
You're trying to put a little more into it, you know. You're not kicking it, you know. It's like playing golf, you know. When if you just swing nice and easy and let the club do the work, you know, and it's amazing when you pull off a great shot, you go, wow, that club did all the work and I didn't do anything. And then it's probably the same with those kickers, you know. They just kick it normally. They'll kick it from them, however, but they try to put that little extra into it with the long kick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyways, this Baltimore team, obviously led by Lamar Jackson, who I just mentioned is one of the top MVP candidates right now. 5 touchdowns, passing, 3 interceptions. So not a great passing season out of him, but he is the team's leading rusher. He already has 327 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns.
Shocking.
That is the key to this game. Contain him. And I think you win this game. Force him to throw out of the pocket because this is like a mediocre to subpar receiving group. Rashad Bateman's on a big disappointment as a first-round wide receiver. Odell Beckham, I think they way overpaid for him at $14 million. Only has 113 yards on the year. Aguilar is a guy that's floated around the league. But it really comes down to these two guys. Their rookie wide receiver, Zay Flowers, very good. I don't know if you guys have gotten a chance to watch him yet. But
he's good.
He's very, very good. He's their leading receiver at 367 yards on the year and 35 receptions. That's 11 more than anybody else on the team. And that second leading guy is Mark Andrews, the tight end. That's Lamar Jackson's favorite target since he's entered the league. That's his third down guy. That's the guy, like, if he's got to get a first down, he's looking Mark Andrews' way. So that's the guy I would even prioritize more that they shut down, because I think Cam Sutton might be following Zay Flowers around this game. Kind of like, you know, be the savvy veteran, show him what's up this week. And then the Lions can really focus on Mark Andrews and I think let the other guys maybe go one-on-one, like test the waters at least start this game. Because I didn't check the weather report before we hopped on here earlier in the week. It was supposed to be 15 miles per hour winds. But let me check. Just you guys' thoughts on the Lions defending this passing game for Baltimore and Lamar Jackson and his rushing ability.
Yeah, I'll just start real quick. Obviously, it's the key to this game is slowing him down, and it can't let him beat it with his legs. So we're going to have to be very, very disciplined in our rush.
Yes.
And I also think that our linebackers are going to have to be on top of their game. They're going to have to react quickly. Linebackers and safeties, it's going to require a lot of help, okay? We got to be quick to react. And if the pocket breaks down or if he slips out, we got to respond quickly. And we can't just leave huge openings for him to run. If we can do that, if we can keep his running to a minimum, we have a great chance of winning this game. So, that's the obvious key to this thing to me.
So the weather, and I'm just looking at the updated weather, too, in Baltimore. It's supposed to be 65 and 9 mile per hour wind. So much more milder than they were projecting early in the week. But Rudd Dog, I mean, containing Lamar Jackson, is that the key to this game for you?
I mean, yeah.
Do you worry about the Lions getting over-aggressive with their pass rush and allowing
Do Lamar, I worry Lamar about Jackson it? No. Run? I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. They don't scare me. Honestly, what the Lions did to, like, that Seahawks game was, like, their big awakening. But I think they really figured out how to violently and coordinatedly pass rush. And you've seen it every game. And part of why we're so successful at stopping the run is because these guys can play, know how to play the run on the way to stop the pass. But that's why they can generate so much pressure as well. Like, they struggled with that mightily against the Seahawks, and they obviously went back to the drawing board and they figured it out. So I expect what we've been seeing, that really well coordinated pass rushes from our D line. And, you know, like, we've been smarter about covering these guys. We had a spy on Geno Smith that stopped a third down conversion. I think they're going to have a good plan to contain Lamar. You know, maybe he'll break a few, because it's always kind of tricky to fully contain a guy who can also pass and throw, you know, and run. So, but, like, I think for the most part, they'll be able to handle it. But that is clearly the key. You gotta stop him. You can't let him just run all over you.
Yeah, we need to stay violent too. This defense has been playing a violent style of football, which Campbell's brought up a few times. And yeah, we got to maintain that too. If we get a chance to hit him, we got to jack him up, man.
True, definitely. This is a physical team in their own right. So
they are. They are very much. But so are we.
Yeah, the Ravens are a well-run program. That's why, you know, they're always consistently good. But, like, that's what we're becoming now. That's what Dan Campbell's building. And we're the up-and-comers. I think we got more talent. I think I like this matchup for us.
Well, I look forward to Lions matching up with this linebacking core that they have in Baltimore, led by Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen. Both pretty excellent linebackers, especially Roquan Smith. Ever since Roquan Smith got traded there from the Bears, they've looked like a completely different defense. The defense runs through Roquan Smith. He's just very good instinctually reading the play, nose to the ball, especially over the middle. I'd be really fascinated to see what the Lions do to try to mix it up in the run. I mean, we'll see who's running the ball for us first, but then second of all, just kind of using any sort of misdirection, just maybe get him sitting back on his feet for a moment and cause, you know, Roquan Smith to think twice before he gets aggressive towards the line. Because, I mean, he's a beast. There's no doubt about it. And the Lions, we have to contend with that.
Yeah. But we show what we can do against top linebackers this past week. We don't have to be scared. But, you know, again, that is our run game to get shut down. So I guess we should probably hopefully play better than that.
I mean, the rest of the Ravens defense, I mean, just really solid. It's a top five defense in the NFL right now, just by yards and points. But Jadeveon Clowney, he's floated over to this team now. He actually has 3.5 sacks in the year, which is one of his higher totals through 6 weeks. Matt Ibuki over up the middle is D tackle, 4.5 sacks. That's a guy that we're going to have to watch out at the guard position. And I actually am not super familiar with him, but he's out at A&M, a 25-year-old third-round draft pick for Baltimore.
Wow.
But just a speedy guy. They have Owe, but I mean, just a litany of people. Kyle Hamilton, Notre Dame safety, that a lot of people were projecting the Lions to get at one point in the draft last year.
Big rangy last safety.
Last year, right?
I think it was last year.
Yeah. Randy said he didn't get suspended, did he? I mean, he absolutely laid a super dirty hit on the Titans wide receiver last week. I just want to make sure he is actually playing in this game.
Who are you talking about?
Kyle Hamilton. Oh. He put a really dirty hit on the Titans wide receiver last week. So I didn't see any suspension news. So. Nonetheless, like a super physical safety over the middle.
Big dude,
team that they float him around a lot of different positions too, having blitz off the edge quite often. This is not the Ravens defense of old under Wink Martindale, where it was blitz, 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 blitz all the time. He's the defense coordinator for the Giants now. They're a little more, they sit back a little more in this and let the D-line do their work. But 4-3 defense, and Michael Pierce is more of a run stopper on this defense. So,
oh, that's weird. A 4-3 in Baltimore. They were three.
I think they can be exposed though at the cornerback position. Marlon Humphrey is not what he once was. Brandon Stevens is one of their leading tacklers on the team. But either way, Ronald Darby, like, I mean, these are guys that once were really good cornerbacks. Now they're just like mediocre and they can be exposed as long as the Lions offensive line is doing their job. I don't know if did you guys see the replay or go back and watch JMO's route on the one that he didn't catch, that one that kind of got deflected out of Jared Goff's hands that floated and he dropped JMO's route down the sideline.
Oh, that one.
It was a dirty route. And that just shows if you give him enough time, then JMO's going to get open. I mean, it was just a really nice hook pattern, but the way he can stride and stop is extremely unique and just ridiculously hard for a cornerback to stop. I mean, he created 5 yards of separation on that hook route. I would highly recommend people go back and look at that play if you can. Just type in JMO hook route or JMO open on Twitter or something like that. I think you'll find the video floating around. The other one actually floating around, unrelated to this, was Anzalone has been getting a lot of love this past week too from media folks about how he's performing.
He's playing great. So,
yeah.
Playing like a top linebacker, honestly. Just like all those
other
guys.
It's funny how they talk about him, though. Like, it's sort of like reluctantly admitting that he's playing really good, you know?
Yeah.
it's the same thing with Goff. You know, people are just afraid to say that Goff is just playing great football. The same thing with Anzalone.
No, they're not afraid to say that he's playing great football. They're afraid to say that he's good.
That he's a really good player, right?
Like, they just won't give him the credit.
They won't. They won't do it. They just won't. And Anzalone's kind of the same way, you know. But he's been playing great since the middle of last year, too, and into this year. He's been playing fantastic football. So, you know, he had probably the game of his life last week.
His speed has really shown out.
Well, it's nice to see him get some credit, though.
Definitely. So.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we have another long-haired blonde joining the podcast, you guys. It's not Alex Anzalone.
Wait, everyone.
Grace, you go by Lil G, right? You're one of our Lady Lions.
Yeah.
Okay, Lil G.
But
joining our prediction segments is Lil G. She's our guest picker of the week. Let's go. Lil G. Wait, do you want to go by Lil G? Do you want to go by Grace? Grace Ruddy? Oh, what is it?
We can do Lil G. We can do Lil G.
All right. I should have asked before we came on. But...
No worries.
Anyway.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're excellent.
Awesome.
We're actually just having you on here to give us your Taylor Swift takes, you know?
I could talk about Taylor and Travis. Oh, no. All what night.
You don't mean you don't mean Taylor and Sam LaPorta?
Pandora's box.
I would ship Taylor and Sam as well, but I think she's probably dedicated to Travis right now.
Okay, well, that's what UJ just wants to talk about Taylor Swift for the next 20 minutes, right, UJ?
Well, yeah. Well, she only went after Travis because golf was taken.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay, all right. So, Lil G, thank you for hopping on a podcast. We're going to do our first prediction segment, and that, of course, is our Roar of the Week. Our famous, this is becoming a famous segment across the planet. They're talking about it all over the world.
So famous.
Super famous. Anyways, this segment is, who do you think will have the biggest impact on the game? Not necessarily the most stats, but who's going to have the biggest impact on the game? Last week, Jillian predicted Marvin Jones. I can't say that he was the roar of the week last week, no. But she was swinging for the fences on that one. But nonetheless, she's a big Marvin Jones person. And we appreciate her being on the pod. But anyways, Lil G, we're going to start with you. Just really quick, just your thoughts about this team right now, and then give us your Roar of the Week.
Okay, well, I am thrilled for this game this weekend. I think it's our biggest test this year. And I think it's kind of where we lay the foundation of, are we the best team? You know, a lot of people this week have been saying, like, we're the best team in the NFC, we're the best team in the NFL. This is where you go out and prove it, especially on the road against a team like this. My roar of the week is Jahmyr Gibbs. Ooh. I think with Montgomery being out, he's going to get the majority of the carries. Ooh. And I also think he can open up the passing game for us. So I am thinking this is finally the week he's going to explode and score a touchdown. I've been waiting for this for a while. Yes. I'm sure we all have. So it's Jahmyr Gibbs.
How good do you feel when J-Mo scored that touchdown last week, Grace?
Amazing. Because I called it. I called it before. I'm so happy.
Love it. Jahmyr Gibbs. Well, hopefully he's healthy enough to play this week for a Lil G. Because, yes, we're dying. We want to see him get an episode so bad.
So much.
All of Lions Kingdom is with you on that one. Let's throw this over to Rud Dog.
Okay. Well, I think we are going to exploit this defensive backfield, and I think J-Mo's gonna really feast for the first time in his pro career, not just a little flash one play touchdown on the game type thing, but he's gonna go off finally for multiple touchdowns, over 150 yards, and so two touchdowns through the air and a touchdown on a jet screen for 50 yards, or not screen, jet sweep. So J-Mo, baby. We're going to see that speed finally tear a team apart.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. I like it. He's got the freshest legs on the team probably after sitting out for so long.
Yeah, right.
So even after playing a game. Excellent, excellent. We can get behind J-Mo. We get behind Gibbs. UJ, what we got?
All right. I'm tempted to go defense on this one, but I'm going to stick with it on the offensive side. I'm going to go with Jared Goff. He's just going to have another game. I think he's going to have to carry the weight again in this game, just because our running game is so depleted. And I hope Gibbs does have a great game. I would love to see that. I think Goff's going to basically carry the load, and he's going to no interceptions, three touchdown passes. I think J-Mo gets one of them for sure. And I think Goff's just going to carry us again, making it even harder for people to say that he's a great quarterback. You know,
I love it.
So Jared Goff, baby.
Great
That's
one.
My roar.
Oh yeah,
of the week.
I forgot to say that's my roar of the week as well.
Did we get a good roar out of you, Grace?
Yes.
Are you gonna make me do that?
Yeah.
It's mandatory.
We just want to hear your best roar. We made Jillian do it again last week.
You signed a contract.
Okay. Jahmyr Gibbs is my roar of the week.
Yeah. that was.
I know. Good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Diaphragm.
Kid Jay,
I'm sorry.
Who do you have as your roar of the week?
My roar of the week is going to be Craig Reynolds. Craig Reynolds,
Craig
if
Reynolds.
He plays.
Mm.
I think he's going to roar.
Let's hear it, Justin.
He's going to what?
Kid Jay,
I think he's going to roar.
Let's hear.
He's going to roar. He's going to roar on Sunday.
All right.
Excellent. Excellent. So I have Amon-Ra St. Brown. I know, boring. We're putting Rud Dog to sleep over there with this pick.
Yep.
But anyways, I think Amon-Ra St. Brown against this. It's twofold. I think we need somebody on the backfield to be effective in case of injuries. I think he's going to affect the game from that point plus the receiving point. So I think he's going to have at least two carries in this game. And then also, I'm going to go with 8 catches for 79 yards. That's just popping in my head. So I'm rolling with it
this week.
Yeah, but it's going to be effective, you know. I wanted to go Josh Reynolds again. He's one of my favorite weekly roars of the week because I think what he does is ridiculously helpful with his team. But I think Amon Rodgers affects a little more because we're going to need help out of the backfield. I see a little more screens this week, too, than normal because of that deficiency.
You know, Z, just to defend my point, though, like, no one even, like, how often do we talk about St. Brown? He put up 124 yards and a touchdown last week, and people forget about it. he just does it so low-key. He's so damn good. But that one big play was actually pretty spectacular with the Reynolds block and stuff. That was nice to see out of him.
He is ridiculous. Yeah, you're right though. It's ridiculous how routine it's now becoming.
Routine.
Yeah, he makes greatness actually look routine. That
isn't it ridiculous.
Yeah, amazing.
All right. So now, I forgot to mention Bob has Hutch as his roar of the week, and that is he thinks he's gonna have a sack and a forced turnover. Just reading how he wrote it. All right. So now let's go to our even more famous,
if possible,
predictions.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Again, the Lions 2.5-point underdog traveling to Baltimore. It's going to be one of their toughest matchups of the year. And we're going to start this with Little G. What do you have going in this game? What is your prediction?
So, as my first prediction, I think this is going to be a close one. I think the Lions are going to win 27-20. And it's going to be a last minute touchdown by Gibbs, and he's going to get that last minute touchdown.
There you
go. I think it'll be close, but I think that it'll be a big defensive battle too throughout the game.
Mm. Yeah. So, I think the over under in this one is 42. So,
what's the score?
Yeah, they're expecting a low scoring one.
It's pretty low.
So Grace is the over, actually.
Grace,
over,
did you say the score? Did I not hear it?
27-20.
Oh, okay.
Lions, obviously. Lions.
All right. That's one for the Lions. Thank you.
Someone raised you right.
Damn straight. Rudd Dog, let's go to you.
Yeah, I think this will be a tough battle. You know, another tough defense, a little better offense than what we faced last week. You know, I think maybe a little slow out the gate, a little battle, locking horns and all that before we break off their horns and stab them through their jugulars and then run away with it. I think the first half will be a little low scoring. We'll only score like 14 points in the first half and be up 14-0 at half. And then in the second half, it's just going to be like, oh, they score. They're driving. They finally look like they're going to get something going, and then Hutch is going to swipe the ball out of Lamar's hands and take it to the house. And then after that, Jamo just goes off for his 3 touchdowns. So, yeah, a tough one, like only 42-0.
42-0. All right. Well, there you have it, Rudd Dog. You didn't give him a cheap field goal.
I know.
For this one?
It was hard to say. I wanted to give us more points, but.
Hey, you had to do what you had to do.
I know. Reality. That.
All right. So, Rudd Dog is 42-0 Lions. Let's go to UJ.
Okay. I'm going to say it's going to be a close game, and it's going to be a tough defensive battle, like a lot of us think. My score is going to be 24-13. We're going to win by more than one score again. We're
going to
score more than 20 again. We're going to keep that streak going. But our defense is going to just give Lamar fits. Okay. They're just going to give him fits. They'll get a touchdown, get a couple field goals, but that's it. And then I predict a late interception as Lamar is trying to make something happen desperately. and we get a pick there. I'm going to say Jerry Jacobs is going to get a pick, okay?
Ooh.
Yeah, baby. And we're going to pull this one out 24-13, baby. It's going to be a great Lions beautiful. Victory.
Beautiful. Another you're Lions a lot victory of points predicted. There. Yeah, 13 points is a lot, UJ.
She had 17.
Well, she had 20, but we didn't give her.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Give him new grief.
She didn't give a lot of points too. But I mean, like, have we given up a touch? When was the last time we gave up a touchdown? Was it, oh, I guess it was the Panthers, huh? It's been a
yes. Yeah. We have multiple. All right, Kid J, what's your prediction?
I think it's going to be a tough defensive battle, but I. Ultimately, the Lions are going to pull it out 23-20.
Ooh,
yeah. Wah. Wah. Jillian will finally be able wow. to feel the stress she's been looking for.
Yeah. Well, we've all been looking for it. We've all been expecting the stress, and it hasn't hit us yet.
I'm not expecting it. This is exactly how I expect things to go. We just run away
Connor
in every game.
Connor did text his pick in here, too, yep. if I may mention it, too.
Mention it away.
He predicted 23-20 Lions, and he says Tuck goes for another NFL record kick and misses to seal the game for Detroit.
Karma? Redemption? I don't know. Yeah, 23-20. Wait, that was your prediction, too, right, Kid J?
Yeah,
that was his, yeah.
23-20, popular pick. Popular
that was
pick.
My Everybody's prediction
kind of
as well,
range,
yeah.
Except Red Dog, but... and then Bob sent his to his Lions 27, Ravens 13. So along Ooh. The lines of UJ yeah. over there. I am gonna go 20-17 as the Ooh. Final. This is gonna be Ooh. A hard fought battle. I think the Lions just get to that magical 20-point mark. I think to get there late in the game, they're going to have a defensive stop under the 2-minute mark. Maybe it comes down to a miss long Justin Tucker kick. I hope it doesn't get to that point. I don't want to see him kick. But, you know, maybe it's just that's what how it's supposed to be. And like Connor has predicted where he just misses it for once. But either way, it's going to be a tough battle. But I think the Lions are in for a good, like, tough, close victory. Maybe they're just going to do it just to get the practice in for the playoffs later in the year. Like, we need to work on our close
Let them hang.
Let's make this one close, yeah.
Right.
Don't get done. No. You
we're that good. We can just week. Regulate the scoring of the
I think
team.
The NFL, yeah, the NFL, you know, there's always the conspiracy theories out there like, oh, they're throwing the flag to keep this game close type thing. Well, they're calling the Lions to say, hey, start making these games closer. It's bad for viewership when you're up by double digits in the fourth quarter. We're going to keep the people watching throughout the rest of the game. So. If you want a conspiracy theory it that way. Roger Goodell extended for 3 more years.
I'll tell you what, if this team can play
Oh, did
like
he really?
That,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're not a Roger Goodell fan?
Well, I don't know.
You I mean, of all the commissioners and all the sports, he's the best by far, in my opinion.
Yeah. He's okay. I don't ever really have a problem with him. But, you know, the NFL's been incredibly successful under his tenure. So,
yeah.
I mean, of course they're going to rehire him again. But I'm just curious about this game to see how the Lions fans travel in this game, okay? Because the last few road games, we've had incredible crowds at these games. Now, Baltimore, it'll be interesting to see because they got a pretty rabid fan base of their own. And it'll be interesting to see if we can buy up some of them seats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wonder if they've been like, you think like that fan base like sees us coming now, what we've been doing to all these teams, like just overwhelming their stadiums and stuff? Like, I'd feel like if I was them, I'd want to like try to make sure we don't let that happen somehow. I don't know how you stop it though.
How do you know we haven't converted like 10% of the Baltimore area Ooh. With the Lions fans?
Ooh,
I don't know. I mean, if the Lions fans can fill up like 30% of, or 25-30% of the Chiefs stadium on opening night when they're dropping a banner for championship banner.
That's
I think
true.
They can do decent in Baltimore
like,
in Week 7.
We need to come up with a name with our fan base. Is it just the pride or like I love how like we're traveling like a 12th man that goes everywhere with the damn team now. It's ridiculous. Like
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Come up with if we had a name for that, like, that'd be interesting.
I don't know. The roaming pride or something. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, is there something for like roaming lions? Is there like a nickname for that? Besides a pack, roaming
a pride.
We're gonna live Google this a little bit. This is what happens sometimes.
It'd be a pride.
I get I'm getting videos of lions roaming in the wilds. caught on tape is an African lion roaming the streets of New York. dozens of lions free to roam near South Africa. Okay, this is not what I was hoping. we're gonna have to get back to that one later.
We'll work on that one.
Lil G, you're a listener of the pod. You know when we get to this point of the podcast, it's time to wrap it up. when I start researching roaming lions.
hey, Big Z, didn't we want to have Grace sing the song?
Yeah,
first, maybe?
Of
course. Yes, please.
Come on, Grace.
I hope you warmed
you took
up.
Voice lessons when you were a child.
You know the song.
I have to sing by myself.
Yes.
Well, you got to start it. We'll pick up with you if you want.
Oh, you okay? If you pick up with me,
you gotta get it.
We're not gonna do that.
It's all you.
You gotta do it.
We put ours at the end of the podcast. So
yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. I wasn't ready for this, but as a loyal, rabid Lions fan, I will do it. I'm ready now. Okay. Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rock, 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 rock.
Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory. Go!
Lil G!
Thank you.
You're going to be a backup singer for Taylor Swift soon now.
Yeah.
She's going to hear this. That's going to reverberate.
She listens to this podcast too, so.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Big listener. Right?
She
listens to this,
then
she listens
too.
To the Kelsey's podcast. Yeah. This comes first, though, every morning when she wakes up.
Always.
Well,
always.
Twice a week, at least.
Yeah, if you ever notice, like, her lips look a little blue when she leaves, it's because she's drinking that Kool-Aid.
Yep. All right.
On that note.
Just reiterate. On that note is when we wrap it up. So, well, G, you know where to find us on social media?
I do. I think it's at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid on Instagram.
That's right. Thank you, Lil G.
And Drinking Lions on Twitter or X now.
You got the slash in there. Yeah.
That's
right. They can also email us at drinkingthebluekoolaid@gmail.com. They can let us know a question they want answered on the air, leave voicemail message on there that we can play on the air, anything of that nature. So they can also do that. We want to thank our producer,
Kid J.
Want to thank our producer, Kid J, for producing the podcast. We always greatly appreciate his efforts. Want to thank Fansided as well for supporting the podcast. And Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, please download it. Please subscribe and please leave a review. Greatly appreciate that. Oh, I forgot to mention YouTube. We also have videos on there. We live stream the night after the game is over. So like the other day, we usually go around 7 or 8 o'clock talking about our live reactions to the game. That day, we'll be doing the same this week as well, probably around 7 or 8 o'clock, reacting to the game. That's on YouTube. You can type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid Lions or at DTBK. You'll find us on there as well. And subscribe. We're building our subscriber base on there. It's surprising me, actually. I don't know why I'm surprised. People drink Blue Kool-Aid out there and they listen to the podcast.
That's right.
Lil G, if you had to guess how many people listen to this podcast regularly, what would your guess be?
Per episode?
Mm-hmm. Per episode.
400.
You're low. You're under. We're at anywhere between 600 and 1,000. So
wow,
I don't know where those people come from, but
oh my gosh, I'm one of those workers.
They're drinking a blue Kool-Aid like us. we appreciate it.
I love it. Congratulations.
I got some Canadians. They know what it's all about.
Even
Germany, most America. But anyways, all those people out there, follow us on those social medias or interact with us through the email that I sent out. That's drinkingthebluekoolaid@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. When I get you on a podcast, maybe like Lil G here, We're going to have a guest picker each week throughout the rest of the season. A Lions guest picker. I know we do our Entering the Lions Den segment. That's an opposing fan, but now we're trying to get the Lions fans involved here. So, anyways, Lil G, we appreciate your time tonight joining the podcast and your other contributions to the podcast as well throughout the year. I don't know if you, yeah. Thanks, Lil G. And thank you to the rest of the Lady Lions.
Thanks, Lil G.
And thank you to our producer. And thank you to all the listeners out there. Like I said, we'll be back Sunday night with the live stream, reacting to another Lions victory, this time over those Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't wait to talk to you about it. We'll see you then. But as always, last but not least,
go.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.